What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a wee little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24-7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloading us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or your favorite application or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it.
Ooh.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Fuck the universe for making me have a label, because I don't believe in that.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Yeah.
I got a life force. I'm in the fight with the dragon, boy.
Jeez. I take you seriously.
Where was I? Join us on our social media and all that shit at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. And you know, those who continue to buy shit through our Amazon link, we appreciate it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go to amazon.com, crabdiving.com/Amazon. That will take you to Amazon, and whatever you buy during that session, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here.
And for those of you that continue to not use our Amazon portal, we will not pray for you. How do you like that?
No prayers. I have to admit, I'm probably not going to pray for those that do either.
Oh, come on.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Yes, sir, Jesus! I will do it!
That one's a true classic.
Oh, yeah.
Strap in, everybody. Pour yourself a cocktail.
Cock.
Or whatever you need. If you're a teetotaler, you can have a Virgin Mary. Like,
hell yes.
Well, I'm not quite having a Virgin Mary this Friday.
Yes, what are you having? Virginless.
There may be a waft of vodka in today's spicy Virgin Mary.
I like that. A waft!
Which would not make her a virgin anymore.
Oh, yes. Right.
I only opened the bottle up next to the tomato juice.
Oh, okay.
The tomato juice. So it waft over.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. The essence of vodka.
Right. I think your chemistry is questionable there.
I think my Fake measurements... News. Maybe dubious. They're very Trumpian.
Yes.
Into numbers.
Oh, well, numbers don't matter.
I did make it extra spicy, so I may sweat like Trump.
God.
Did you see that picture?
With the baby?
No, there's hashtag sweaty Trump today.
No.
It's trending. He went out on the White House lawn, and well, it was like under his nose and his chin.
Yeah.
Dripping, drenched, nasty sweat as he's fuming about the latest bullshit. And he, I tweeted out, well, that's actually Putin's butt sweat.
Is it really?
But, well, I don't know. I didn't.
Were you there?
I didn't analyze it.
Right.
I didn't taste it.
Analyze it.
I don't know what a sheep has to do with that. It was just the first button I saw. Shark Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria in excelsis
This didn't go on long enough.
Let's get to. Oh, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and you know, I've been in a work coma most of the day, but I just want to say I've only peeked at the news, and I would just like to tell the right wing nut jobs in this country, suck a dick. I mean, I you know, fuck off.
They've been wearing this political correctness kind of like a suicide vest.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know, and I have I have an uncle that I'm not really in touch with. But like, dude, most of my family, they're progressive, you know, and not lunatics. However, this one uncle of mine.
You got a cousin who's...
Yeah, but this...
Yes, anyway.
This meme about Ilhan Omar...
Oh, no.
He put up... I mean, it really occupied my headspace for a while. I was like, man, I want to say something. Ooh. I want to say something. But it was just...
Better to
just
not.
Lies. Oh, just like, she sympathizes with Al-Qaeda or ISIS, whatever.
She, you know, she married her brother. They're still on that one. Trump retweeted that one.
Oh, well, no.
And it's bollocks. It's crap. It's
but how do
lies.
You, how am I supposed to, what's the point in arguing with any of these people?
Well, right.
If Trump believes it, because what am I supposed to say? Your president's wrong. Yeah, you know, and that I don't
you
know.
Little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
I mean,
that was to remind everyone that was the governor of Maine at
yes.
the time leaving a message for one of the state legislators
oh.
of Maine.
Oh, how nice
on his voicemail.
Jesus. I mean, okay, I just sent you the Facebook status I'm talking about. You have to see
the Facebook itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you just open up your messengers, it'll be in there. You have to see this meme because it accuses. I had no idea Ilhan Omar was arrested 23 times.
It's probably an accusation. I mean, you know, who gives a shit? If
but
she
every
was?
Bullet point
care.
Is like question mark. I mean, where does this shit come
oh,
from?
Like, was she really?
Yes. I mean, you could say that about anybody,
couldn't
you?
Is it true that she sacrifices babies on the every fortnight?
Oh, yes. God. So fucked up.
The while I'm waiting for the Facebook to load.
Yeah, it's
very
important that you see
intensive.
This fucking... Is it really?
Oh, Facebook is awful. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of shit going on at Facebook. If you're having, if your computer's slow, turn the fuck Facebook off. Turn,
yeah.
If you've got it open in a separate
right
dealio.
Yes.
They're busy sucking your data.
Ooh. Not in a good way.
No.
The bad way.
No safe word.
Right.
Over to the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Ooh, yes.
The headline. Let's check it out. See what the dog is crunching right now.
You know, I'm trying to put up some promos real quick. I just got behind today, and there is a picture. Am I seeing things? Why was Newt Gingrich hanging out with Snooki?
Oh, we put that.
Was
one
that
up.
Recent?
That was years ago.
What the fuck? Was
I just
that?
Brought that back not that long ago.
Yeah,
actually, I think.
Mean,
it was on my personal timeline.
And oh, was it?
It came back as a memory. In Facebook, and I reposted and said, apparently 5 years ago, I thought this was funny.
Yeah.
And I kind of still do.
I think it is too. I mean, I yeah.
It makes no sense.
It
but
makes
it's,
no sense.
It's definitely from the archives.
Yeah. Cool.
The Huffington Post says, whoa, this story makes me crazy.
Yeah.
I think I hate to quote myself.
Right.
But the tweet
Yes.
That I worked really hard on.
Quote your twat. Hard Go on. Ahead. Yes.
You said hard on. Kind of says it all. You know, I'm just waiting for everything to load here.
Ken, I'm looking at this. No one has to look at this, but I just want to say there's something about these right-wing nut jobs when they hang out with their wives. All of their wives look like they're like
Stepford.
They're like they almost want to blink Morris code. Morris.
Are they blinking? Get me out.
Morris code. It's Morris code. I know. I said Morris. Okay.
That's a different code.
Yeah. They're like, help me.
Garrett Morris. Nobody knows he's a cryptologist.
Oh, yes. It's like, it looks like Newt Gingrich's wife is like, get me the fuck out of here. You don't know what this guy's like. It's horrible.
Oh my God, that Ilhan Omar. From jail cell to Congress. Arrested 23 times? Question mark.
But why 23?
Daughter of Somali terrorist. I don't know that is accurate.
It might not
Committed
be accurate.
Committed marriage and immigration fraud. Again, not accurate.
Right.
ISIS and Al-Qaeda sympathizer. Again, not accurate. Making a mockery of the U.S. government. Oh, yeah, sure, sometimes.
Yes.
Like we do.
Right.
And she should. And that's right. Why her people elected her to mock the shit that's going on right now
yes.
in the U.S. government.
Right. You don't think there's some... That is crazy. Mocking the U.S. government.
How dare
you
she?
You can always mock the government.
How dare she?
I mean,
that's right up there with ISIS.
Oh, yes.
ISIS, Al Qaeda, and mocking the U.S. government.
God.
So anyway, the story that the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yes.
Is making me crazy. In response to, I don't know, how many deaths, you know, too many to count.
Right. You're talking about gun deaths?
Sure. In the latest.
Yes.
In the latest horrible, horrific.
Right.
Mass killings. And yes. Just regular old boring single gun deaths.
No, yeah. What about suicides?
All of the above. Trump, Walmart.
Yes.
Fucking Walmart has removed, you know, Walmart is one of the largest retail sellers of things that go boom and kill people.
I mean, we don't need to allow every industry to exist. There's no reason.
Yeah. Walmart sells a lot of guns.
Yes.
Right. You may have heard.
Yes. Of course.
I tweeted, certainly the fact that Walmart is one of the biggest sellers of guns and ammo has zero to do with them responding to mass shootings by censoring video game displays.
They're censoring video game
like
displays?
The posters and the stand-ups. if it's got some cartoonish...
But I can buy a real one!
Some cartoonish soldier man killing some freakazoid from Freakazoida land.
But I can buy a real one, though.
Oh, sure.
At Walmart.
Down.
At Walmart. Yeah, but they're censoring the guns on the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Does everyone understand? Listen, does everyone listen to me? Do you understand that the gun on the video game is far, far less dangerous than the real gun or the gun that shoots real bullets? Do people understand that? I mean,
well,
Jesus.
Republican
fucking
people or yeah. people?
Shit. Yeah.
So Walmart has decided to take down violent video game displays.
Okay.
Here's how we're going to respond. After you pick up an AR-15 and 1,000 rounds at our gun counter. We don't want you getting all riled up when you walk by the
Ooh,
video
yes.
game displays.
But the real guns are there. And listen, I've been to Walmart. Have you been to Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
Intern? Has intern been to Walmart?
I don't think she's been to Walmart. I mean, not since she joined crab diving.
How does somebody like, I mean.
I can't speak for her.
She's been chewing
life.
On that fucking bone, man, for a long time.
That's why it's there.
Yeah. I mean, it's at some point, I mean, doesn't it suck to like gnaw on soggy rawhide? I mean, that looks so fucking gross.
I don't know. What do you like to do?
You're right.
A lot.
I don't know. Sit there.
What's your equivalent of gnawing on a bone?
Thanks for asking.
What a coincidence. Some Republicans, including the president, have blamed video games for the bloodshed despite no evidence. May I read that back? Despite no evidence that they influence the violence.
Yay. And by the way, how would we fucking know? Because I thought the CDC wasn't allowed to study gun deaths or anything like that. So how would we be able to study the relationship between gun shootings with real guns and bullshit fake guns like on Duck Hunt? Is that banned? Yeah.
So the angels are bowling above us right now.
Oh, yeah. You ever play that game where you shoot the ducks with a gun? I mean, that's violent.
Oh, yeah. There was the bar I worked at.
Had that game?
Had the wall version where, like, you blast the poor duck out of the sky.
Right.
But I was okay with that.
You know.
It was fun.
You know what I'm not okay with? I did a show at this shitty dive bar, like totally shitty. I remember the last night I did comedy in Los Angeles, my last set in Los Angeles. I'm walking out of this place in Tarzana, and I'm not fucking kidding you. It's a kid outside, a homeless kid outside. Shoot, he had a. It's not funny. He was shooting a needle in between his toes.
Good God.
My God! I was like, get me out of here!
Like, yay, Los Angeles, Hollywood.
LA, baby!
Hooray for Hollywood!
He's going to the fucking train in the valley. I was like, oh my God. He got a needle between his toes.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that bar.
That means there's people in his life who check his arms and shit.
Yeah.
So he's trying to hide out of veins. Well, I guess. I thought you're like between your toes.
To
disguise the.
Right.
Or
you're out of fucking veins, or you know what I mean? You just don't want to
make sense.
I don't know. Could be. No.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, "Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again."
And he was pissed. To remind everyone that last sentence, he was angry. He couldn't remember it.
You're a guy. like the very reason you would say that this is so like.
At least he has the
fucking defeatist,
the self awareness to get mad.
Yeah, there's that.
He can't remember it,
right?
The corporate spokesperson. Well, the corporate spokesperson for the Walmart there.
Yeah.
Said, "We've taken this action out of respect for the incidents of the past week, and this action does not reflect a long-term change in our video game assortment."
Wait.
So in other words, we're still selling the video game where you can shoot Nazis.
Oh, my God.
Can explode heads and snap necks and do all kinds of horrific, violent things.
Guys.
But we're going to take down those big stand-up displays for a couple of weeks
It's so... God, the balls, actually. They're taking down the displays, but then not removing the supposed dangerous video games. And I don't know. Is anybody saying anything about the guns down in another aisle? Or nobody gives a fuck about that?
No, somebody leaked one of the super secret orders, memos that were sent out to the stores.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank you. Cthulhu, that I don't work in corporate America anymore. Immediate action. Remove signing and displays referencing violence. That's the headline. Review your store for any signing or displays that contain violent images or aggressive behavior. All bold. Remove from the sales floor or turn off these items immediately.
Jeez. This is a store that barely gives a fuck if you have enough money to live on. They don't even give a shit about that.
Use your best judgment.
Thank you.
Determining whether an element is appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
If you are unsure, remove the item or turn it off as a precautionary measure.
Jeez.
And we all know that the people working at Walmart are making so much money.
Right. I mean,
that they're really putting a lot of effort into their best judgment on stuff.
And this is just, I don't know. What is this? This is fucked up. It's insane.
Turn off or unplug any video game display consoles that show a demo of violent games, specifically PlayStation and Xbox units. Anderson Merchandisers will be in your store to update these demo units within the next week.
No, you better get it right before the dick hits.
They're sending out their merch squad to fix it.
Oh, Jesus fucking dick. You know,
the Anderson Merchandisers will
those
be in your
people
store.
Sound lovely, don't they? So rosy. Oh, yes. Here's what you're doing wrong. Fix it or, you know, we're going to have your family killed.
Cancel any events promoting combat style or third person shooter games that may be scheduled in electronics.
Oh, geez. So
do they have like a contest to lure people in?
I mean, you know, we were going to do some fun stuff for once at this shitty job. That's canceled because, you know, I don't know, video games.
Oh, the TVs, too. Verify that no movies depicting violence are playing in electronics.
Oh, geez.
Turn off any hunting season videos that may be playing in sporting goods.
That's real, though.
And remove any monitors or displays that show the videos. I'm trying to look for we're closing down our gun section. And I don't see that in here.
Why? Why is this? You know, it's very strange because Walmart they could do anything they wanted. People are still going to shop there because they've moved into these communities and they've destroyed all the other business. Where the fuck is anybody else? Where are you going to get your shit anyway? So I don't understand what they're doing. Why do I give a shit if Walmart cares about me? They don't. I know they don't.
It's stormy as fuck here right now, everybody. So, you know, if we cut out, it may be the Lord and not us.
Jeebus.
That made me crazy. Walmart taking a brave stand and taking down a couple video game stands and changing the channel in electronics.
I don't know. What?
And
so anything
just to remind,
yes, what about breakfast cereal?
They're one of the largest retail sellers of guns in the country. Just putting it out there.
God, I said guns. I typed somewhere that guns kill people on our crab diving page.
Oh,
and I saw shit about that and I was like, wait a second.
That's the one time they tried to dox you, remember?
Yes, yes.
It was something about guns.
However you feel about guns, if you love guns, if you just want to fucking shove a gun up your asshole all day and walk around all fucking giddy.
That's not to the manufacturer recommended use.
Oh, yes. Is it really? I'm my own flesh holster.
Maybe it is. Come to think of it.
I lost my fucking point.
I'm sorry.
Fuck the NRA. Oh, just fuck. I'm a pile of dead kids. Nothing. Our country hates children. As soon as a child
not the little white
pops
ones.
Out of a vagina.
Not the little white privileged
you're right.
ones.
You are right. My God. You're putting kids in cages. You're shooting them with ARs. God. Walmart's like, we're taking down the video games.
Don't worry, everybody. We've got it. We're taking care of it. We're going to help this problem. We're going to take down some cardboard stand-ups of...
help it or hurt it. We're still shopping there. Maybe Walmart, you would want to come out on the side of gun control because of 40,000 people that fucking die every year. They could be buying your fucking child slave-made t-shirts and shit. And your guns. You know?
Well, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Some of them are brown. You could lock those ones up.
Oh, yeah.
For having the gun.
Right. Is Walmart going to take over ICE?
there may Walleyes. Be a division. They do everything else.
Oh, there's, yeah, why not?
You can get a lawyer at some Walmarts. A lawyer!
I know! Legal services!
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
A picture of Joe Biden says candidate fatigue in Iowa.
He's tired.
Look what they're trying to do to Joe. More Biden confusion.
Oh, shit.
So here we go. Doddling old Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Doddering old Joe.
Right.
And
doddling.
This one actually is a pretty bad one, though.
Really? What happened?
here we go. God, they open up with it here over at the shit. New York Post.
Brutal.
Here is our former vice president making a little oopsie.
Yeah.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Ooh, yeah. God damn. Listen.
Poor kids are just as bright, just as talented.
I want you to be.
I don't think he meant that.
Listen, my candidate is Elizabeth Warren, but I am voting for whoever the fuck is running for the Democrats.
Oh, sure.
You know, but I mean, how do you think it's going for him? This campaign. One being the worst metaphysical shit pile. 10 being, it's just shitty unicorn.
Metaphysical certitude shit pile.
Right.
It's an old McLaughlin Group reference for, you know, I of course, am far too young to have watched it.
I don't remember it.
Gaffe-prone presidential hopeful Joe Biden put his foot in his mouth during an Iowa campaign stop. Oh, he's in Iowa. It's okay.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they put Steve King into Congress. I think they'll be okay with it. They're like, oh, look at him.
We're looking for some bright young Nazis to be in our Republican Party, by the way.
Back to oops. He told a group of predominantly Asian and Hispanic voters that poor kids are just as bright, just as talented as white kids.
Oh, man.
Oh. Well, you know.
Just drop out, dude. I mean, you know, man, I don't know.
He went into, he knew he fucked up. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it. I think how we think about it. That's his go-to, by the way, Joe.
No, I really mean it.
I'm serious. I really mean it. This is me saying, holy fuck, what did I say? I've got to think of a way out of this. So I'm going to say, no, really.
I really mean it. Yeah. If I'm in charge of Joe Biden, I'm like, go home. Just go home. Hang out. And if the Democrats get really, really, really scared that there's a chance Elizabeth Warren or Kamala might not beat Trump, then we'll have you run. But other than that, please sit there. Please just sit there and watch C-SPAN or something. God. White kids.
Yeah.
Did he mention any segregationists that he enjoyed talking to back in the day?
Not this time.
Oh, good. Okay. God.
Oh, Joe.
Hey, Democrats. Look at all the talent. Look at all the talent you have that are not comparing poor kids to white kids. Do you notice that? That's something, isn't it? Damn. Shit.
So the other headline at the Drudge Report leads to the Yahoo News.
Fuck you.
Too many candidates. Some Iowans are tired of the massive 2020 field.
Okay. And what are they doing about it? Something bad?
Well, I mean, this is this guy's own fault. Jake Poorman is exhausted. He's been trying to get every Democratic presidential candidate to sign a baseball, a souvenir of the wildest Democratic primary he's seen in 60 years as an Iowan.
Who fucking cares? I mean, not to be a dick.
But if you're trying to chase down all of them and you're exhausted, that's on you, boo-boo.
But this is an old guy, it sounds like, but, you know.
He's gathered so many signatures, 16, that he had to get another ball.
Who fucking cares? Am I right to not? I don't give a fuck. Jesus Christ.
Coupled with constant controversies out of Washington, has him a bit burnt out on politics. It's a lot of work, he bemoaned. there's starting to be a bit of fatigue. But I think he's talking about trying to chase down these candidates.
Just to sign the baseballs?
I don't know that he's necessarily exhausted from seeing. And people are not going to go out and see every fucking candidate that comes out.
Let me tell you something. Whoever is in Joe's life that is close to them.
Jake,
whoever the fuck this guy is, get a baseball and get just. Get
well,
a list
I think
of candidates.
It's cool. Go ahead. Just, get him signed. I don't know why a baseball, but what the
him.
Hell?
Just
get,
hand it to him.
Get him signed a baseball. You got, you know, a few more to get. He's got 16. He needs, what, 4 or 5 more.
Well, you know what you could do? Just like, hey, Joe, we ran into, what's that guy from Montana? What's his name?
Bullock?
Hey, we ran into Mr. Bullock over here. He's signed your ball.
He's got Steve Bullock. There's no way you can't get next to Steve Bullock.
But, you know, find people that look like these fuckers and just say, hey, look, here's Joe Biden.
Oh, that's mean.
It's not mean.
You want some Eric Swalwell lookalike to fool this fool this poor man?
No, I just want a bunch of white guys.
Julian Castro has a twin. Maybe.
I don't think you need twins.
Maybe Joaquin will
sneak
in.
There's so many. So you don't need twins. Hi, I'm Julian Castro. Hi, I signed your ball. Bam. You know what I mean?
I thought you were Hispanic, Mr. Castro.
Oh, yes. merci beaucoup. This is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit.
Am I supposed to feel bad for him?
This is from the Associated Press. I'm sprinkling some bullshit salt on this one.
Yes.
Because,
and also, I want to know, do I need to feel worse for this guy than the kids in the cages? Which is
I mean, yes, there are a lot of candidates.
Who cares?
But if you're a responsible citizen, get the fuck out and learn which candidate's the best one and the one you like the best.
Why do you give a fuck if people sign a baseball? There's not even one candidate that plays baseball.
Well, yeah,
what candidate plays baseball?
I don't get it.
This is stupid.
Have him sign your balls.
Yeah. Hey, have you
even tattooed on there?
I mean, who? I want to know who this guy likes. I really do.
Pick and looper's going to hurt.
Oh, yes. you're going to stick and poke kick and looper. Oh, that's funny, man.
So there you go. There's too many candidates.
If you're in this guy's life.
Stay away from my Bloody Mary, dog.
Yeah, listen, she will have what she wants. If you're in this guy's life, do him a favor and just tell him what he's doing is stupid and that, you know, he should stop.
Let me try this.
You're an old guy. You don't need to get exhausted doing this dumb shit. It's a baseball also. I don't know what that has to do with any of these. Oh, I got Elizabeth Warren to sign
this
a baseball.
Weird.
Does any of them play baseball? What are you doing with that mic?
Well, I'm trying to reposition. I'm trying to reposition the mic so that instead of its low pointing up, it's high pointing down.
Yes.
Because there's a dervish.
Right.
Of fur and teeth.
A dervish!
Spinning around a Tasmanian devloid there's a Tasmanian devil in my lap.
Oh my God.
If I had a nickel. And this fucking dog is going a little crazy and she keeps hitting the microphone. So I'm trying to mitigate that, but then I can't read the screen.
By the way, before I forget, I did a comedy show last night.
Yeah.
And that abortion joke you wrote for me years ago?
The forehead?
No, ooh,
which one?
What is that?
Which one?
Oh, no, not that one. Not the coat hanger with the forehead thing. No. This is, I said Los Angeles is the only place on the planet where you can get an abortion and a Brazilian at the same time. You know.
I forget. I'm real proud of that one.
That stop. I've never heard a whole.
Oh my God.
He's like, bam, stops the room. And then I had to assure them.
Is there a laugh, though?
Yeah, there was a laugh.
Oh, okay.
But then there's a lot of like, ugh.
Oh, awesome.
And then I had to assure them that I would not repeat the joke.
Actually, I think I'm more proud of the fact that you horrified them than.
Oh, yeah. That was my first joke.
You opened with, in Los Angeles, you can get an abortion in Brazilian at the same time.
I did.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So those are your headlines, by the way. Too many candidates. Joe Biden.
But for this guy to get
stuck his foot in it. And over at the HuffPo, they're talking about the stupid Walmart video game bullshit.
Why are you reading the thing about the baseball guy? Where is that? Is that a headline on the HuffPo?
Yeah, too many candidates. Some that's at Drudge. Too many candidates. Some Iowans tired of massive 2020 field.
And then this guy with the baseball.
But the only story they kind of got is well, there are other people. They talked to, oh, this poor woman.
Yeah.
Maybe she married into this name. Kim Sleezer? I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, if I
speak from someone whose name is pronounced vile.
Vile. Oh, yes.
When I was getting my colonoscopy, hypocrite. They were very nice, and they were just like, how do you pronounce your last name? I was like, it's vile. It's not my fault. It's how it's pronounced. Can't help it. I could say Vial. Right. I've heard that a lot.
Vial!
But that makes me feel creepy.
So, what's her name, though? Sleezer?
It's shortened from the French. Yello.
Oh, what apparently. Is it supposed to be?
The ancient Vialo? Version is V-I-A-L-L-E-A-U-X, allegedly.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Your childhood
Vialo.
Would have been that's so fucked up.
Like, way back.
Vialo?
They came here way early.
Imagine
the
being...
Vialo, the Vials at that point came here... Yes. Really, really early to the States.
The creepy penguins yelling out your name in Catholic school would be like, Vili, Vili, Vilux.
Oh, no, my arch nemesis, Sister Mary Cuntface.
Yeah.
Fifth grade.
Oh, God.
I'm not even going to name her. She's long dead.
Yes.
Probably. I don't know. Sometimes they live forever.
No.
They're
not. They don't.
My arch nemesis through Catholic school, this one nun in fifth grade just hated me, and I hated
Why did she hate
back.
You?
I don't know.
She's a fucking teacher.
We just hated each other.
Right.
And she was nasty and she was just mean to everybody.
God
particularly
damn.
Hated me.
These fucking Catholics.
And she loved. She was the one who broke her little habit to.
Yes.
Her big fat habit over her
right,
big fat
right.
sort of bloated head.
Yes.
To make sure she introduced. The word vile.
Oh, okay.
Into the vocabulary.
Right.
Of the fifth graders.
Let me make the easiest joke.
She used to say, Mr. Vile. Are you vile?
Right. You know, there's restraint is such a quality to have to resist.
But I turned out okay.
Yeah, you did. You did. Absolutely. But why did that nun have to tell that joke? Have to make, she knows people have said that before. Why make that joke?
Not before fifth grade, they hadn't.
Really? She started it.
I hadn't really heard that one. I'm sure my parents did, but I never
heard
it. So it's a homonym.
Oh, okay.
I actually say it's like the little bottle.
Right. The little bottle? A vial, yes.
Lots of yucks in high school
right.
when we had to read Romeo and Juliet, and they say, come vial. When they take the poison. I feel like I'm in therapy here. I'm reliving my childhood trauma.
Your therapist laugh. I mean, that's funny though. Come by. Oh shit, man. People suck, dude. People fucking suck. What are you gonna do?
Well, yeah, I mean, kids are shitheads.
Oh, absolutely. The worst,
and then you've got the
fuck
the,
these kids.
The people who are supposed to nurture and protect you, the
oh,
nuns.
Oh, yes.
The nuns and the teachers.
Oh, no. Yeah,
and
the
priests.
The nuns are probably scouting for the priests.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it was good that she hated me.
Yes. But this one in the, you know, in the...
I didn't make the rotation.
Right. Extra long session in the confessional booth.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody,
Jeebus.
By the way. BT Dubs.
Right.
Trump had... Well, here's one of the headlines.
Yes.
Sweat-drenched Trump goes on bonkers rant. This is just, well, okay, here we go. So this
right.
is the where there's a lot of, I'm going to try to get a screen cap for the blog post. Go to crabdiving.com.
Oh, shit.
It really looks like. He was pretending he was the pillow in Moscow.
Yes.
And some Russian was squatting over his face and making the...
Do you think he got peed on right before this?
I don't know how you say urine in Russian.
Is that a... Is it urine?
Pee-pee.
Where were... He was in El Paso?
What?
Where was he?
Out on the fucking lawn, I think.
Oh, the White House.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it was muggy. It's muggy this time of year.
It's, well, you mean there's some
D.C.
Sure.
is built on a swamp. Don't you know that?
Yes, I do.
It's very muggy. He's sweating.
So here's our president. Sweat dripping from his jowls.
Right.
Or whatever it is. And here he is out on the, he's talking about, it says Trump comments on 2020 Democratic hopefuls.
Oh, okay, good.
We're looking at that right now. We have a lot of
guys.
This bullshit about Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
God, the pearl clutching is amazing.
Right.
I don't like the microphone here. I got to move
okay.
it. The Mitch McConnell's campaign tweeted
right.
something.
Yes.
And I don't, I guess I
intern,
look it up
will
in a moment.
Help him with the goddamn spit guard.
Or fix.
Just sitting there. Quit chewing on that bone.
But the Twitter account for Mitch McConnell's, I don't know, fucking Team
yes.
Mitch or whatever the hell, tweeted out something that got flagged.
Right.
And got them put in Twitter jail.
Okay.
For a bit.
Right.
Well, squeals of horror and terror. You've got all these senators who, none of these old fucking fossils know Twitter.
Oh,
from TikTok.
Fuck that.
From their nasty old wrinkled pucker.
And, they are tweeting.
Yeah, and their Twitter accounts are like, I will be withholding all ad money from Twitter until they restore Speaker O'Connell's, not Speaker, whatever the hell, Leader O'Connell's account.
Who's withholding ad money?
Some of these Republicans that are running.
Oh, okay.
So they're running ad money. So they're
on
saying,
Twitter. Oh,
we're withholding
I see.
Our ad money. So all of us normal people are like, fuck yeah. We don't have to look at Republican ads. Any Republican fucking... political ads. This is a double bonus.
Those ads, they don't under...
They're punishing us.
Their ads help them.
They're going to punish Twitter by not buying ads.
I mean, that makes you wonder just their whole philosophy on how they run for office or something. Because you run a political ad because it helps you, right? Right?
Well, yeah.
Am I fucked up?
You're trying to get people to vote for you.
Okay. Well, good.
Or you're shitting on your opponent.
Ooh, yes. Right.
Or both.
Yeah. Why can't you do
you're
both?
Adept.
I'm going to need some plastic.
You're good at yoga.
Yeah.
So here's Trump. Here's Trump on the lawn.
I'm going to need a tarp.
We're looking at that right now. We have a lot of these companies coming in a little while, as you know. We're going to be very tough with them. They're treating conservatives very unfairly. Hollywood, I don't call them the elites. I think the elites are people they go after in many cases. But Hollywood is really terrible. You talk about racist. Hollywood is racist. What they're doing with the kind of movies they're putting out, it's actually very dangerous for our country. What Hollywood is doing is a tremendous disservice to our country. We have now, in a little while, all of the heads of the biggest companies coming in, and we're going to talk to them. They treat conservatives, Republicans, totally different.
It's just, it's utterly not true. It's been looked into.
Right.
It is literally false.
But wait, let's say I own my own entertainment company. I am allowed to have my opinions about who I like politically. In fact, can I make statements with the content I put on my show? I mean, if I wanted to, couldn't I have a whole network where all the bad guys are Nazi ice fucks? I can do that, right? I mean, right?
Yes.
So fuck you. I'm not going to the White House. I'm meeting with all the entertainment heads or whatever. Suck a dick. It's a thug.
I'm trying to find the...
And you, by the way, you dickheads, I'll say this. A lot of you conservatives, you talk about, you bitch and moan how you hate Hollywood, but you love Walking Dead. And all of a sudden, if you didn't have your Walking Dead, oh, the butt hurt would be prolific. Their favorite show.
the McConnell, it says it was, the tweet was banned, or the account was banned, for posting video that violates the violent threats policy.
What was it? I mean, was Mitch shirtless, wielding a machete?
It was the protesters outside of McConnell's house that were yelling. Some of them were not, it was not helpful. Like, massacre Mitch.
Yeah.
One woman said he should be shot or something like that.
Right.
Twitter has locked Mitch McConnell's campaign Twitter account, Team Mitch, for posting a video of a profanity-laden protest outside of the Republican senator's home in Louisville.
Fuck you, man.
Twitter hid the video on the account, but replies from the Team Mitch account, the same thread, characterizing the language in the video as a serious call to violence.
Oh, shit.
And criticizing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez remained visible. So they left their own replies.
Yes.
The campaign will have to remove the tweet in order to regain the ability to post on the account.
Oh, okay. So remove the tweet.
Oh, yeah, no. They're,
oh, they can't.
Are you kidding me?
Well, then don't remove it and stay off Twitter.
Juices are flowing. They're thrilled.
I mean, listen. That guy does what? Whoever, Jack Dorsey, whoever runs Twitter, does whatever the fuck he wants to do. He leaves Trump on there, and Trump threatens, like, whole countries with mass destruction. But he doesn't give a fuck. Surely that violates the terms and services, but he doesn't care.
Campaign manager Kevin Golden, Twitter locked our account for posting the video of real-world violent threats made against Mitch McConnell. Twitter will allow the words massacre Mitch to trend nationally on their platform. I don't know if that's accurate. But locks our account. If it happened, they probably stopped it quickly.
And I think it's Moscow Mitch that people are using. Right. Why would they be using that,
and
by the way?
If Massacre Mitch started trending, I would hope that they would knock that shit down.
Yeah.
The Twitter denied the campaign's appeal on the account lock, so they're just going to have to fucking take it down. But I'm sure they're not going to. They're going to make this... This is there unto the once more unto the breach, dear friends.
We're not taking down our stupid posts.
We're gonna leave that one up. We're gonna squeal about that for next year and a half.
Listen, fuckface, you don't own Twitter. Twitter owns Twitter. It's private, and Twitter can do whatever the fuck they want to do. Isn't that what you Republicans like?
Waddle on over to Gab.
Yeah,
where nobody is, and they can't get any advertisers.
Go tweet there, fuckhead.
Twitter announced in June that it would label tweets from influential government officials that break its rules against bullying and abusive behavior.
Yes.
But not block.
Right.
The rule was set to apply to accounts with over 100,000. Team Mitch only has 29,000. So that's why.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, if they had more than 100,000 followers, they would have left the tweet.
Well, why don't you guys have more Twitter followers? Why not?
More Twitter followers.
Yeah, dickhead. If you want to be treated like somebody with 100,000 Twitter followers, then you probably need to get 100,000 Twitter followers.
I have a feeling I know why. It's Team Mitch.
Yeah, who cares? Well, you saw those young kids.
It's like Team Toe Fungus.
I'll bet
Team Toe Fungus has more followers.
What about all those young kids that support Team Mitch? It was raping the standee
of
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Why were they doing that? What was the point?
Teenage dumbasses. We've got other stories on this Faithless Friday.
I mean, hopefully.
Do you want to hear the rest of Trump, by the way?
Yeah, I just want to say to the parents of those fucking wacko kids with the Team Mitch shirts, I hope you teach your kids not to grow up and be rapists. I hope.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they, you know.
Parents, don't let your
babies grow up to be rapists.
Oh. where was he? Wait.
Yeah.
He's our president
Lee.
Of the United States of America.
Yay.
Which is
right.
Loading.
Load. There's lots of loads in the U.S.
Sweet time now.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
It's locked up.
So many loads.
Skipping.
We're looking at that right now. We have a lot of these companies coming in a little while.
Yeah, I think we might have heard.
They treat conservatives, Republicans, totally different than they treat others. And they can't do that.
Oh, well, that's it. So, that's going to be right into 2020. It's not fair. It's not fair. We've been silenced.
Yep.
Conservatives are being silenced. Look at poor Laura Loomer.
And that's how this guy.
Congress, by the way, didn't we?
What? No, he didn't.
Laura Loomer is running for Congress.
Oh, wow.
Oh, please vote
for where? Where?
People, please vote for Laura Loomer.
Right.
I don't fucking know where she's voting.
Jeez.
Where she's the Loomer den is. I don't know where she resides. The Loomer lair.
This is where, see, this is Trump's narrative. He knows he's going to lose, and he's going to say it wasn't a fair election.
Oh, everything. And not he a ain't fair leaving. Election.
Yeah.
They're going to catch Uncle Nipples fucking with something.
Oopsie.
Yes. Oopsie. Oh, you caught me. Oh, you caught me. Sorry. And then Trump's going to say, see, the whole election's illegitimate.
Right. You
know what's going to happen.
Yep.
We're on to you.
Yeah. We're going to have to drag that lunatic out of the White House, kicking and fucking screaming.
Numbers not looking good for him, though, at all.
Yeah.
In, like, every state.
Right,
It's not looking good for him.
Who likes him? What's to like?
And you've got, you know, more than usual rats jumping ship.
Oh, yes.
The Republicans were like, I think I'm going to retire. I don't think I'm going to run again. I think I'm good.
It's so bad they don't want to run independently of him. Is that what Nixon did? Did Nixon threaten the Republicans? And he's like, listen, if you come out against me in that election, I'm going to fucking primary your ass. But supporting him sunk all those guys.
Did you see that? So,
yes.
At yesterday's photo op.
Yeah.
Photo ops in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
I love Toledo. And El Paso.
Did someone ever tell him before? It's like, hey, this is a photo op for a bunch of kids. Just got shot to death. No thumbs up.
It has been confirmed.
Yes.
So let's Jim Acosta tweeted.
Right.
Okay, remember the baby that the mother fell upon to protect the baby and she died at the shooting?
Okay,
that
yes,
story,
yes.
That horrific story.
Right.
The baby, I believe, is out of hospital.
Hello.
And the Trumps,
yes,
had a photo op with the baby.
Okay.
And the baby had been discharged earlier in the day.
Right.
They had to send for the baby to come back.
For a picture?
For a picture with Trump.
That's a newsworthy thing, right? I mean, it's
Jim Acosta.
So weird.
Hospital official tells CNN Trump showed an absence of empathy during his visit to El Paso. Also, Trump and FLOTUS both met the baby, who was shielded by parents who died in the shooting. The baby was brought back to the hospital to see the president.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
And then Jim Acosta confirms later that, yes, the baby was actually discharged, and that they sent for the baby to come back.
So on a scale, like, I'm gonna rate this wacko shit. Is it a scandal, shenanigan? I don't even know what you call this. In terms of all the crazy shit going on in Trumpville, USA, I mean, on a scale, let's say 1 to 5. 5 being the craziest, 1 being the least craziest. This seems like a 3 to me. I mean, because this is strange.
Well, yeah. Hospital official confirms to CNN this is the baby who was brought back to the hospital to meet with Trump and FLOTUS after the child had been discharged. The 2-month-old's parents, Jordan and Andre Achondo died protecting him during the El Paso shooting.
Now, did Trump deport the baby?
I guess he's probably going to. This is baby. He's not touching the baby. He doesn't care. Melania has the baby. Trump is not. Yeah. Trump is standing with his thumbs up, smiling.
I got to see it again. I'm sorry.
It's him. Apparently, the grandmother, and Trump is just standing there smiling with the doing the thumbs up sign, and Melania is holding the baby and smiling. Smiling.
It looks like a cardboard standee. It doesn't even look real.
Him, yeah.
It's, yeah.
I'd rather.
Oh, my God, yes.
As president.
I'd rather deal with cardboard than him. Cardboard's not raping anyone.
Fox is assuring all of us.
Bring that baby back.
That.
Why did that? I mean, how did that go down?
I was changing stories. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I want to know how it went down. Who
exactly
called?
Exactly.
Who called? Who called the hospital? It's like, listen, hey, where's that cute little baby?
Where's that baby? I want a picture with that baby.
The baby left.
The president wants a picture with the baby. Well, the baby went home. The baby's discharged. Get that fucking little Mexican back here.
You know, you have to wonder the horrible things his minions say to people to get what he wants.
Oh, sure.
I mean, listen, it's like, listen,
you don't understand.
I will fuck your life up if that baby's right. Not back in 10 fucking minutes.
We'll send ice.
I
we'll send ice to every
fuck.
Every neighbor, every friend, every person you love.
I'm satanic.
If you don't bring that baby back to this hospital.
Corey Lewandowski, right?
Yeah.
Remember all those stories in his campaign, all these nutballs driving around getting shot?
I'm sure Stephen Miller is very kind to them.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm the angel of death. What do you do for a living?
Baby's still alive, huh?
Let me eat it.
Fox News is now assuring us
yes.
that this was planned.
Yay.
But
it was planned
at the, no, this next story coming up.
Oh, okay.
This next announcement.
Oh, this is not the baby anymore.
We've changed story.
That's crazy.
The baby at the end of his Wednesday night news show, Tucker Carlson said, I'm going on vacation.
Okay.
Wednesday night.
Okay. Okay.
This was planned all along, had nothing to do with him saying white supremacy is a hoax.
Oh, yeah.
And hashtag fire Tucker Carlson trending for almost 2 days in a row. Nothing whatsoever to do with that. This was a fully planned midweek leaving for a vacation.
You know, if white supremacy
Bill
is
O'Reilly
a hoax,
did. I just want to remind
oh,
you.
Oh, yes.
He
all
left
the rape
on vacation.
Allegations. Yeah, yeah.
Bill O'Reilly never came back.
Right. Do we think he's gone?
Tucker? I don't know. They say that Murdoch likes him.
God.
Murdoch is
Jesus
a white nationalist.
Christ, what do you like about that guy? His face? Ah! I mean, ugh. White supremacy is a hoax. So what are all the people, you know, is this a bunch of crisis actors? That got beaten and lynched by the Klan? Is that what he's suggesting?
Remember we played the clip? He said there's what? You can not even fill a college football stadium with all the members of white supremacist organizations. But the fucking dill hole doesn't goddamn fucking realize.
Yes.
There are an awful lot of people with white supremacy beliefs.
Yeah, and leanings.
And I gesture to the panhandle that surrounds me.
And then I would also say to you, let's just say there was only enough white supremacists to fill a huge sports arena. To me, that's disturbing.
Well, that would be spectacular. We wouldn't be in this mess.
That's so many, though. Oh, my God. That must mean there's so many whites.
Trump got 62 million votes.
Ah! You're right. You're right. That's more than a stadium. Damn.
God,
what a creepy world. Racism's dead, by the way.
So, Tucker Carlson, enjoy your vacation.
in hell.
They've done this before.
Yes.
When Laura Ingraham said something shitty.
Right.
She went away and went on vacation in the middle of the week also.
Oh,
but it was
okay.
Thoroughly planned ahead
Yay.
Of time.
Jesus.
So we'll see what happens.
Right.
See if Tucker comes back.
Tucker.
Maybe some of the advertisers were like, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe that might, not that MyPillow guy.
Oh, he doesn't
but,
care. What's that guy's name?
I don't fucking know.
What about the purple mattress guy sucks too. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got it. You know, actually, I have all the, go to at NRA boycott. They've got a list of all of fuckers, advertisers that you could boycott. I mean, goddamn, dude. Sandals, Bosch and Lomb. That's stuff for your
eyeballs. The eyeball stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Bass Pro, LifeLock, The Venetian. I guess that's a hotel.
It's in Vegas.
Oh, okay. Samsung. Sleep Number.
Those are...
advertisers with Tucker.
Specifically Ann Tucker. Wow.
Super Beta Prostate.
Well, of course.
You got a AstraZeneca. What the fuck is that? What is that?
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Fuck you.
We've got Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
In the news.
Oh, okay.
For probably a reason she would rather not be.
Is this Goop related?
Yes.
Oh, shit. What is she making people do with their vaginas that they shouldn't?
Oh, wow, you're prescient.
Well, no, I'm guessing.
A 62-year-old Canadian woman was hospitalized with second-degree burns after a vaginal steaming session.
Oh, my God!
A Goop-endorsed practice went horribly awry.
You know, we've covered this shit, and a doctor had a great quote about this. You shouldn't burn your genitals.
Yeah, I would argue it's sad that we need to emphasize that.
I mean, is Gwyneth Paltrow an anti-vaxxer, or is she just into people singeing their vagina?
Yeah, I don't know her vaccination status.
You see, nobody for you're selling vaginal steamers, and you never thought, God. There could be some liability with this. You know, I'm telling people.
Well, apparently, this is also traditional Chinese medicine that the Goop is slinging too, because this woman went to a traditional Chinese doctor who told her to mix some herb in with a pan of boiling water and sit over it for 20 minutes.
For 20 minutes? Are you sure they would tell you how to fix a turkey? They do? Are you sure this Chinese person understood that? It wasn't food or something? Because this sounds like how you prepare food, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. Though its medicinal worth has never been proven. Okay. It has been promoted by everyone's favorite lifestyle site, Goop, which claims, I'm reading from Jezebel, which claims that it would cleanse your uterus, et cetera. Oh, my God.
You know, Gwyneth.
How is it going to? You're blasting that steam up in there if it's cleansing your uterus.
Yeah. I mean, wherever.
You have to get past the vagina.
Oh, geez.
And the cervix.
Wow.
Into the uterus.
Listen, doctor. I don't know. Listen, Gwyneth Paltrow could have been the person that took Watch Your Face's Oscar that year for playing Elizabeth. Are there burn pictures or some shit?
Yeah. Heating the vagina isn't necessary. It's kept at body temperature, which is perfect. Any hotter, and unwanted bacteria and yeasts will proliferate.
Where did Gwyneth Paltrow come up with this idea that you steam your vagina?
Normal enzymes start to get sluggish, and increased blood flow due to the heat will make your vagina itchy.
Normal enzymes will get sluggish, ladies.
You don't have to do that.
Right. Well, and also, you really don't have to do anything Gwyneth Paltrow says. I mean,
I would argue
Jesus
do little
fucking Christ
that Gwyneth Paltrow says.
She could have been the person that took Watch Your Face's Oscar that year. It should have gotten.
Was it Judi Dench?
No, no, no. It was
Cate Blanchett.
Kate. She stole Kate Blanchett's Oscar.
Yeah, for that's Elizabeth. Yeah,
right. And but people love Gwyneth Paltrow in movies. She's in the Avengers. She plays Tony Stark's person, wife, whatever the fuck.
Yes.
But now she's the person that burns vaginas. She's a vagina burner. The vagina burner or something. That's a weird
hopefully this woman will recover.
What's your Avenger name?
Second degree burns.
I'm vaginal steamer. Second degree burns. That's worse than first.
That's why Gwyneth Paltrow was in today's news.
Everybody's getting steamed. So she's getting sued.
No, not yet.
Right.
I think it's more the Chinese doctors culpable for this, and they just, yeah. Jezebel decided to take a shot at Gwyneth Paltrow because it was...
What happens with people...
Because it was there.
Right. What happens with people like Gwyneth Paltrow and, I don't know, just, I don't know, the people getting whacked out shit, like steaming your vagina or Scientology, were they were they up late by themselves watching
An infomercial
or something,
and vajuju?
Somebody like Billy Mays is like selling this shit.
Oh my God, you got Kathy Lee Crosby squatting over a steamer.
Kathy Lee Crosby.
I don't know. I was trying to think of somebody that does infomercials, and I don't know. That's where I went. Apologies to Kathy Lee.
Jane Curtin.
She's beyond the. She's beyond the Joan London. There, she's Joan London's doing those Place for Mom commercials. Yes. Which are
hi, I'm Joan London. Really, are your enzymes not sluggish enough?
You need a better name for your corporation.
A Place for Mom
for senior living. It's a Place for Mom. It just seems to
instead
take
of a place. A home?
A home,
house?
Yes,
anything. A place.
Some care for mom.
I need a place for my drink.
Right, it's like the broom closet.
I don't even say, yeah, a place.
Stuff her in the corner. We found a spot for her.
A place for mom.
Yeah, I don't think they workshop that.
They're making fuck tons of money, right?
They can afford Joan London to do their commercials. So.
By the way, Pajamagram and Jenny Craig all advertise on Tucker. Oh. Shame on them. And Starkist Tuna.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
I've got a couple of clips here.
Also Red Lobster.
Let's not forget. I mean, he reminds us more and more.
Yes.
Rick Wiles is
fuck
really,
you.
Really losing his mind about Jews these days. Right. It's,
well, I mean, he probably does often, just not behind the mic. I imagine if you were a fly on the wall when he's conditioning his hair. I'm sure a lot of anti-Semitic bullshit crap flies out of his fucking pie hole, you know?
His head hair?
Yeah.
I think he straightens his pubes.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. He's a self-hating, you know, puritanical Christian loon. Anything to suffer for Jesus.
I'm suffering the burns from the relaxer down there.
Is it true that they make Rick Wiles makes everyone in his life steam their vagina?
In the name of the Lord.
Right. The Bible says do this.
So, now Trump.
Fuck you.
There's this movie coming out. And they're losing their minds. It's a movie called The Hunt, I guess. This must have been on like Fox and Friends or something. Trump saw it because he tweeted.
Yes.
Story now about this.
Oh,
this
it's tweet. Just, I've seen this shit. Is this the
liberal Hollywood is racist.
Right.
At the highest level. This is 3 hours ago.
You're racist at the highest level. You're president and you're a big fat fucking racist.
And with great capital anger and capital hate. exclamation point. They like to call themselves, air quotes, capitalized, elite.
Right.
But they are not elite. In fact, it is often the people that they so strongly oppose that are actually the elite.
Well said. Well said.
What? Hollywood is racist at the highest level with great anger and hate. They like to call themselves elite, but they're not elite.
Right.
In fact, it's often the people they so strongly oppose that are actually the elite. Oh, so he thinks elite is good.
Right.
The movie coming out is made in order to inflame and cause chaos. They create their own violence and then try to blame others. They are the true rate capital racists and are very bad for our capital C country.
Right. Okay.
So he's talking about this movie, The Hunt.
Right.
Apparently.
This is where a bunch of liberals kick the shit out of a bunch of conservatives. Well, that sounds great to me. What's wrong with that?
It's kind of something in that vein.
I mean, we're not allowed to have any kind of violent overthrow where everybody's supposed to sit there quietly while the fucking leadership in the Democratic House, they twiddle their thumbs, are like, maybe we'll impeach. Then we have to vote. You know, we have to vote. Vote blue. That's the only way to excise this demon in the White House. So in the movies, we're not allowed to fantasize. You can't even have that. Fuck.
So I think it's about something where a bunch of oligarchs from the world, the big business leaders of the world, get together on an island and hunt people. But then the hero of the movie, I think I'm spoiling things for everyone. The heroine of the movie goes badass and
kills everybody.
Turns the tables.
Justice
on the elite.
And let's talk about holding people on an island captive. And what about Jeffrey Epstein's island? Little fuck island he had where he brought children there to rape.
Whatever. So I don't know if, if Steve Doocy was talking about this movie, there's this new movie coming out. There's this new movie, and they're just making fun of rich people.
I just don't know why anybody would find this entertaining.
Donald Trump is weighing in on the debate surrounding The Hunt. The president slammed the film on Twitter after reports circulated over right-wing furor.
Nine!
Pun intended. Over the upcoming film, a Hunger Games style satire.
Yeah, you said a Hummer at first.
Hunger Games style satire where wealthy elites hunt rural deplorables for sport and wager.
Oh, shit.
The movie stars Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank follows 12 strangers from conservative states who wake up in a clearing and discover they're being hunted by rich liberals.
Oh, this is an anti-liberal show.
No, it's a satire. They're making fun of.
Oh, I see.
Making fun of being called the rich liberal elite. It says, if anything, judging by the trailer, the film seems to be attempting to illustrate the widening economic divide between the haves and have-nots, and villainizing the 1%. With the red state characters as the movie's heroes, there's some on-the-nose dialogue in the film, making the political allegory even clearer. Quote, did anyone see what our rat fucker in chief just did? One character in the film asked.
Yeah.
Another one says, at least the hunt's coming up. Nothing better than going out to the manor and slaughtering a dozen deplorables.
Yeah, that's horrible. Gee, that's, you know what I mean?
The Hunt, by the way, has paused its marketing campaign after the shootings. God,
but still we have the guns and all that shit, so.
September 27th release, it's supposed to be.
Right, hand release.
So, you know, they're losing their minds over it.
Who cares?
For a fucking movie.
It's a movie! I mean.
And says it was made to cause chaos. Made to cause chaos. Those evil liberals, those evil Jews, those evil Hollywood types.
But they're the ones with the guns. They're the ones causing chaos. I mean, the gaslighting is insane. We have these lunatic right-wing nut jobs that are literally shooting up our fucking country.
Yes.
They're causing chaos.
So maybe the president was watching True News.
Oh, okay.
Because maybe this is what caused him to tweet that. Here is Rick Wiles,
Boo.
I mean, yeah, you got to hear this one.
Yeah.
It's time to shut down Jewish Hollywood.
God.
They're talking about murdering conservative Christian rural citizens in the.
And they are the bad guys in the movie.
Right.
And the good guys are the Christian conservative.
But.
Deplorables but who then turn the tables on the evil liberal elite.
Do you hear how serious he is, though? He is very concerned.
And right after the Jews.
It's Rick Wilds.
Jewish Hollywood.
Yes, yes.
We have to shut down Jewish Hollywood.
Oh, fuck you. You love Hollywood, you fucking dickhead. What if Hollywood got shut down, what in the fuck would you watch? Would you read?
Oh, Kevin Sorbo movies.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Conservative Christian rural citizens in this country. That's no joke. The Jews of Hollywood spent tens of millions of dollars to produce that movie.
Yeah.
The Jews of Hollywood spent tens of millions of dollars to produce that movie.
How can he say that? How can he say that and not realize how insane he sounds. I mean, most people.
I don't think he cares.
But don't most people that hear that on the Rick Wilder show, whoa, wait a second. That's horrible. The quote unquote Jews of Hollywood.
I would hope.
I'm not down for that. I'm turning off Rick Wilder.
I'm not convinced that the people that actually choose to watch Rick Wilder unironically.
I think they love it.
Yeah, I think they're right in goose step with him.
These are horrible fucking people.
Dollars to produce that movie. This is not a joke. This isn't satire. They're sending a message. Get ready to kill conservatives. I don't know what to say to you people anymore. I've been trying to warn the people what's coming. I've been trying for years, and I'm being as open as I can. The Jews are plotting a Jacobin revolution in this country.
What? A Jacobin.
The Jews. Stop it, Shelby.
A Jacobin revolution in this country!
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds totally fucking bonkers. I mean, does he not? Doesn't he sound crazy?
Well, he is crazy.
Yeah. A Jacobin revolution!
Here he is. Here's the rest of it. The Jews.
Right.
Stop it.
I'm being as open as I can. The Jews are plotting a Jacobin revolution in this country. If that hasn't convinced you, what will it take? Next year when they're shooting you, are you going to say, they told us. They told us they were going to do this.
We should have sent Rick that $100 million that he's been asking the Lord for.
So I just looked up Jacobin revolution. So he thinks
French Revolution, right?
Yeah. So he thinks that the Jews are going to take over the government and abolish the Constitution and get rid of
all the Christians for sure.
Yeah. Going to get rid of the separation of powers?
Everything.
Okay.
Yes. This is a Jacobin revolution. It is the French Revolution, which is coming to America very, very soon. And rich, powerful Jews are telling you to your face, we're going to hunt you down. We said, Doc, they'll make sure that the Trump voters never do it again.
Right.
Right. Right. Doc, thanks, Doc. Thanks, Doc, for that brilliant insight.
What doctor is this? Is this a guy named Doc?
I have no idea.
Doc Severinsen.
The camera didn't even cut away to him. They're on a close-up of Rick right now.
I want to know who Doc is.
They'll make sure that the Trump voters never do it again.
Right.
I've been mocked for years for warning that this revolution is coming. I didn't make that movie. The Jews in Hollywood made that movie. Right. It wasn't made by Presbyterians. It wasn't made by Roman Catholics. It wasn't made by Methodists. It was made by elite rich Jews who.
Oh,
holy
God.
Shit. This is terrifying.
I mean, listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Elite rich Jews.
Wasn't made by Methodists. It was made by elite rich Jews who hate Christians.
There you go.
Do these people think that anybody that hates Trump hates Christians?
Some of them, sure, yeah. There's overlap.
I mean, listen, that's not true. That's just not true.
Right?
I believe lots of different people hate Donald Trump. Period.
Yes.
You know? I think... And right.
Rick Wiles,
this
everybody.
This is crazy. He's fucking nuts.
He's fucking bonkers.
Is he on a list? Do you think people watch him? Do the authorities watch him as a domestic terrorist kind of guy?
I don't know. I mean...
Because when you say shit like this, what is this? A call to action?
Well, right. He said there in a couple of months' time, they're going to come and shoot you.
Okay, so what does he tell? Is he...
So what's to stop some lunatic from going to shoot up some Jews in Hollywood?
Right. He's radicalizing people.
As a preemptive strike.
I mean, you know, do all these right-wing nut job lunatic broadcasters get marching orders? Are they saying, does Rick Wiles get a directive in the mail that says, listen, I need you to call, I need you to tell these lunatics that rich white Jews are going to shoot them in a couple of weeks? God, Rick, your followers are the ones with the fucking guns.
Well, right.
And your followers are the ones shooting people. That's all these manifestos. The Trump.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. It's
Fuck
lovely
you, Jesus.
Friday. It's a little
Good
fucking
job.
Rainy here today. But
how do you think God's doing? Scale 1 to 10. 10 being just... fucking rainbows shooting out of your dick hole, zero being, you know, we're in a lake of fire fuck storm.
Is there a not applicable? Because there's no participation involved. One would have to have some sort of physical performance to categorize or characterize. What are you doing?
I don't know. What do you want?
Have a lie down.
I'm looking at your computer. Do you want a code? You want a code? You want a code?
After the horrific shooting in New Zealand, their president was like, that's it. We're taking away those guns.
God damn.
Getting rid of ARs. You don't need them.
I'm so jealous when countries have adults doing things.
Well, here's another reason to be jealous of of New Zealand.
Good day.
If you're also into sheep.
Right.
There was a poll done.
Right, yes.
Asking by the Victoria University of Wellington.
Hello!
Asking participants how much they trust people of various religious groups.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it depends though, doesn't it?
What they found that in New Zealand...
Right.
People had the most trust. The dog is oddly craning her neck to stare at me. People had the most trust for the Buddhists.
Okay. I agree. I trust the Buddhists.
Right after that, the Jews.
Okay. Well, Rick Wiles does not trust them.
Hindus. Then the atheists and the agnostics.
Oh, shit, baby!
The least trusted group are evangelicals in New Zealand.
Right. Well?
38% of people say they have little or no trust
in evangelicals. Why aren't atheists first? Why aren't atheists first? Because atheists don't believe in any kind of bullshit in the sky, so you can trust that they aren't acting in the interests of some whacked out super God or some bullshit. Why?
Only 23% of people say they don't trust atheists, but that's still 1 in 4
God.
Say they don't trust atheists. Dude. Just because they don't believe in God, which is ridiculous.
Why do I get it. Again, but, why I do mean, I have to be called an atheist?
But think about the number here.
Oh, I, you know, shit.
We're lauding.
You're a child molester.
We're lauding.
There.
Yeah, we're lauding New Zealand here. And, right. And in fact, there's a link in the story. This is over at Patheos.
Yes.
Friendly Atheist. There's a link to the story from 2011.
Right.
That showed that trust levels were higher for rapists than they were for atheists.
Shut the fuck up. My God. God. Rapists.
Yes.
God. Fuck it. You know. I mean...
But that was in 2011. That has changed since.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
In 8 years, a lot has changed.
Oh, wow.
And it's a good trend.
Imagine. Well, yeah. Shit. Thank you. Thank you, universe, for trusting me more than a rapist. I appreciate that. Way to come around.
Pedophiles also are now atheists are more trusted than pedophiles.
Oh boy.
But that
Great.
Wasn't the case either.
No, not that long ago.
Yay, religion.
Wait, really?
So evangelicals, the least trusted religious group in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Suck on that, dickheads. You persecute me because I believe in bullshit that makes you do stupid things. Yeah.
Yeah. And just so, I mean, we've shown that it's not only the Catholics.
Fuck you.
We also have the Boy Scouts now.
Right. Everybody's raping children.
We also have other individual stories of preachers that
yes.
Have diddled.
It's weird. A lot of these
remember
people,
that one went to jail.
Right.
Got out. And they made him like the youth group leader again. Or something like that. Because he paid his debt to society and to the Lord.
Yeah, I get to rape children again.
And guess what?
That's how it works for these guys.
He did. Yeah.
It's always, why is it always with the religion comes the child rapists? Let's just say it. It's true. The Catholics, Boy Scouts are way into the Jesus bullshit. The evangelicals, plenty of raping going on in that neighborhood.
Well, we've got,
did I mention the Catholics?
Now I got to look up the address of this place. This is a Calvary Gospel Church. A Pentecostal Christian church.
Right.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes. In Madison, Wisconsin.
I know. That's why I want to find out where it is. I lived in Madison for a while. It was where I first went to college.
Yes.
Great town. Calvary Gospel Church in Madison, Wisconsin has been around for 75 years.
Oh, okay.
The Pentecostal church has been discovered to have been covering up sexual assault allegations for more than 30 of those years.
Wow, only 30? 30 years covering up of child molesting.
Even beyond that, former members say that the leaders perpetuate a culture of fear and control that fosters abuse. God. Well, what a shocker.
There are monsters everywhere.
A Pentecostal church
yes.
fucks with people's heads and kids.
Right.
Shocker.
I'm sorry. These guys, these fucking sky god worshipers have a problem with this.
Four women identified themselves, agreed to publication of their names for the story, say they were assaulted as children, that they were groomed at a young age to accept sexual abuse from men in the church.
Good God.
As other adults at the time looked the other way.
Oh, God. What a nightmare. You're in church. It kind of sucks. You're sitting there listening to somebody drone on and on about, it's like listening to stories out of the Bible. It's like if someone took Lord of the Rings and stripped all of the entertainment value out of it, now you're listening to bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're getting raped. Wow.
Their alleged perpetrators often seen as service-oriented, quote, men of God.
Creepy as fuck.
In their 20s and 30s.
Jeez.
Sexually pursued them when they were young girls. All of the women were under 18. One was as young as 11.
Oh, God. Vomitous. These people are disgusting.
I guess they're trying to, some of them are outside of the statute of limitations, which is bullshit.
Yes.
But they say one of the takeaways, though, is how this church had hidden and harbored the abuse.
Right.
It says Pentecostal churches are more insulated from the world. That makes it harder for people to know what's happening on the inside and more unlikely that members will report any of the abuse to the outside.
But why are they more isolated? I mean, I know I grew up with some Pentecostals. And they do some weird shit. Like, you can't wear shorts. You have to wear long skirts, dresses, or what the fuck ever. You got to cover your legs all the time. The snakes and the flames and all that bullshit.
It says it also doesn't help that women who are abused may well be blamed for it in these kind of cultures.
Oh,
there's a very
great.
Strong, what were you wearing mentality.
Again, tell me what is so great about this sky god bullshit. You have to believe in something that clearly doesn't exist. In the meantime, people are raping you. Sounds horrific.
After the man allegedly tried to rape her when she was 12, one of the victims went to her pastor, told him what was happening. He recorded the conversation, told her he'd get back to her. He never did.
Why did he record that? To jack off to it? I mean, really? What?
Children were told the end of the world was always near, that Jesus would soon return and choose who to send to heaven, who to hell. They were taught that they would go to hell and send others there, too, for dishonoring the church and its leaders.
Oh, for telling.
Which some right? believe are divinely appointed by the Lord.
Oh, yes. So here's my penis.
So if they reported the outside abuse,
yep.
they reported the abuse to the outside, they were dishonoring the church and their leaders and would end up frying in the pits of hell.
In the lake of fire.
Yay, yes. religion.
Why do we allow this to exist? I mean, really, if how many years were they covering up abuse? 30?
30 they've got. Some of the victims have come
You would
forward.
Have to argue then, what was the purpose of their religion? Just to make it so these creepy guys could rape kids?
I don't know if it's the purpose.
Well, no, I mean, if
seems
that...
Seems to be a side biz.
I would argue that this is a lot for to be... This is a large side business. The Catholic Church with the raping and the molestation would be a large side business. I would have to say...
Well, the covering up becomes a large business, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to say the small business was the praying and all the other churchly bullshit. The big business was the raping of the children.
Yes.
I
well,
mean, you know, thoughts and prayers here and there, but meanwhile I'm raping kids.
I'm trying to think. I knew Madison pretty well. I'm trying to... visualize where that this church 75 years old might be, but it's a Pentecostal. They could be like in a storefront, right? Or
not necessarily.
Do they necessarily
you know,
like a church or
right. They have big churches. They're small, little weird Pentecostal. I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a weird wacko atheist, you know, barely trusted above rapists, but I just don't believe in anything up in the sky. So I guess that makes me fucked up.
Well, this link was over at the fucking Drudge Report.
Yay.
And the, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Apparently, there's some moist crotches of some religiites.
Yes.
Because... there have been seen some wild foxes.
Right.
Of the canine type.
Okay.
Hanging out in Israel.
Okay.
Somewhere near the Temple Mount. And apparently from the Song of Songs.
Okay.
Verse 2, chapter 15. Or chapter 2, verse 15.
He brings forth the holy hand grenade!
Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, for our vineyard is in blossom.
Is that a fucked up metaphor?
That's it. But now, this story says, in a graphic materialization of the prophecy in Zechariah.
Okay.
As explained in the Talmud, foxes are now being seen playing at the Temple Mount.
Oh my God,
we were wrong, Ryan. It's all true. Our atheism is bullshit. There are foxes fucking around.
Yeah, yeah.
In
at
Israel.
The Temple Mount, the foxes have returned.
Visitors to the area have observed a group of about a dozen foxes.
Yes.
In the southwestern area of the Western Wall for the last 3 days in the early hours of the day.
This is straight out of Game of fucking Thrones. This is Game of Thrones shit. They talk about the direwolves hanging out by the fucking wall. It's just bullshit.
Wild foxes at the site of the destroyed temple are described specifically in the Jewish Talmud. Well, you know what that means? That means that there were foxes around.
Right.
2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
In an area where, guess what?
Yeah.
There's still foxes.
Listen. Take your third-rate religion Bible bullshit and shove it up your fucking ass. You're a shit. Christianity is a shitty Game of Thrones. A shitty, boring Game of Thrones.
Well, this is the Talmud.
Okay, whatever. It's all bullshit. It's up in the sky.
This Talmud, which was written 2,000 years ago, is a sign that Jerusalem will be rebuilt.
Okay.
It's all these rabbis. When they reached the Temple Mount, they saw a fox emerging from the place of the Holy of Holies.
Ooh, yes. let me pull a fox out of my asshole. The place of the Holies of Holies. Oh, do not steam thine vagina.
Don't steam. Don't let any foxes into your Holy of Holies.
God, it's amazing to me.
When they reached the Temple Mount, they saw a fox emerging from the place of the Holy of Holies. The others started weeping, but Rabbi Akiva laughed. Rabbi Akiva asked the rabbis why they cried, and they explained that to see the wild animal in such a holy place, a place which was forbidden to unfit men, was distressing. Rabbi Akiva noted that this was precisely the reason he laughed. He explained that the fact that the prophecy of Uriah, related by the prophet Micah, had come to be was proof that the prophecy of Zechariah would also come to be. This is crazy bullshit.
What's up with these prophets, man?
I know.
Micah the prophet! Who the fuck is that? I've never heard of him! I think Micah the prophet is running for president on the Democratic ticket.
So it says the prophet Micah described the total destruction of Jerusalem.
Yes.
The prophet Zechariah then described the return of Jerusalem to its days of glory.
Oh, yes.
And that's when he mentions the fox.
Their vaginas will go cold, says the prophet of Micah.
So now they're saying, well, obviously.
Yes.
This means that Jerusalem will be back to its glory.
Right.
And the Christianists are saying, ooh, well, that means that Jesus is going to come and kill all those fucking Jews.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to rule.
Yay. What if Jesus comes back? And I don't know if you guys remember the movie Blazing Saddles, the Mel Brooks film.
Sure.
They're all waiting the return. They're waiting their new sheriff.
They are.
And the new sheriff returns, comes, he just shows up for the first time, and everyone's shocked. Do you remember why?
Because...
Good morning, ma'am. And isn't it a lovely morning? Up yours.
Yeah.
I stopped it
right
before she uses the N-word, uses the N-word.
The sheriff is black.
He is a black man.
And the town is not happy at first.
Not happy.
In fact, most of the movie.
Don't spoil it.
They aren't happy. But what if Jesus comes back and he's black? That makes me want to believe. See, that would make me so happy.
Well, and that's what's funny is that these Christians can't wait for Israel to be reunited in Jerusalem and to kick all the Palestinians out and all that shit. Not because they love them some Jews, but because they think that then... Well, those silly Jews think that's the end of the prophecy, but we know that that's when Jesus is fucking coming, and anybody that's not a Christian is going to get smoted.
Yeah.
Including those silly Jews that went back to Jerusalem.
But what, hey, I wonder if the Christians have ever considered, like, What if God comes back and he smites you guys because you're a bunch of child molesting fucking dick bags that are racist?
The Jesus in the the dog does not like the fire truck going
come
by.
Come on, it's not our place.
The
right?
Jesus in the Bible, I would argue, would smite these evangelical assholes.
Oh yeah,
smack
them
around at least a little. Maybe give them some. Symptoms of vaginal steaming.
Oh, yes.
Make their nethers itch.
Right. Ted Neely would smite these motherfuckers.
Ted Neely, the man who played Jesus Christ
Superstar.
What's
the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
For 80 years. Hey, still?
Hey, he's
Ted Neely's
real,
still rocking
absolutely.
The Jesus thing.
He's as real as fucking any other. He might as well be Jesus. He is Jesus. He is Jesus.
He's arguably
the man
played
plays the, Jesus.
He's played the role longer.
You're right. Than Jesus.
Than the one in the book, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Didn't he?
If Ted Neely isn't your favorite Jesus, then I don't fuck with you. How do you like that?
Not Willem Dafoe? Is that your favorite?
That's a tough one. I like Willem Dafoe. But Jim Caviezel's Jesus can suck a dick!
1973 is when Ted Neely first played...
Oh, shit.
First played Jesus in Jesus Christ
right.
Superstar.
That's his best musical, Andrew Lloyd Webber, don't you think?
I'd have to think about it.
Right.
Starlight Express is awesome. I'm kidding.
The what?
I'm kidding.
Starlight Express. Yeah. We're on roller skates.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
So many broken legs. What do you say if you're on Starlight Express? Break a leg? You can't say that.
Well, I'm sure it's...
First of all, if you're in Starlight Express, you gotta be like, what? I mean, what? They're doing that again?
So there you go. This was one of the headlines at the Drudge Report is that
yes,
the foxes are back at the Temple Mount,
right? That's a headline.
Jesus will be back any fucking minute now.
This is so stupid. It's so stupid. I mean, what if the end of the world? What if it really does look like the Marvel Universe? What if it's really like Avengers? What if there's like a distant planet, you know, we just haven't been able to see yet because we don't have the ability. They travel to our planet via a portal. They come around and they drop a bunch of Asgardian bullshit. We don't know it's there.
Yeah.
And that's how the end of the world starts. A portal is opened to Asgard. And all these fucking...
Well, I don't know if the Asgardians would do that, but it's...
You don't think they would?
I thought they were nice people.
They might not be nice to us. They might meet us and think, Jesus, these people are horrible.
Oh, I get
we're
going to
smite them and take all their natural resources because they don't deserve them. What's that?
That's us being smoted by them.
That's a smoting on the soundboard? That's smoting. I like that one. That's a soundboard? Hey, people in South Africa, or whoever does this fucking, we need a better soundboard. That's it?
There's a few that are, who's that?
God, can we have some more shit? It's just you put sound in a button. God, what's that?
Bestiality, it's not good.
Eat that with a box turtle. Or a chimpanzee.
You know the, it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Bestiality.
You know the Billy Graham rule. We've talked about that.
Yes.
Also.
You can't be alone.
Distinctly followed by Mike Pence.
You can't be alone with a woman because you're a nutball evangelical rapey fuck that you're not to be trusted.
And then we did the story of, some candidate running for something somewhere, some Republican who wouldn't,
Mississippi or Louisiana,
who wouldn't demanded an extra reporter and or a male reporter.
Yes.
Because he did not want to be alone in a car driving to events with a female reporter.
Dear gods of the Marvel Universe, can you please make it that we discover this lunatic? It's some glory hole getting sucked off through a wall.
Well, now we've got A squealy former sheriff.
Hey, man!
Deputy in North Carolina.
Yes.
Who claims that he was fired because of his Christian faith.
No!
Because he refused to train a new female officer.
Why would he? What does that have to do with his Jesus
shit? Because
he
would have to ride in the car alone with her out on patrol.
You know, it's so funny. It's like, grow up. Imagine, you can't be alone in a car with a woman. What are you?
He's a Sioux, of course.
Hey, man.
He says, I serve as deacon at East Sanford Baptist Church.
Well, do your fucking job as a law enforcement officer and sit in the car with a fellow officer that happens to have inside fun parts, wacko.
It says it prohibits him as a married man, his religion, from being alone for extended periods of time with a female who is not his wife. This is fucking 2019.
Oh my God.
2019, and we have adult humans behaving like this. He was asked to train the new female officer, which would have required them to be together in a patrol car for significant periods of time.
Right.
He asked the bosses to accommodate his faith by not making him work with that stinky woman.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, within 10 minutes, they're just going to be fucking each other.
Right.
Because they can't keep their hands off each other.
Oh, yes. You're just so fucking handsome. You're so handsome, Officer Dickhead. Who does he think he is? Are you George fucking Clooney?
But he says he was eventually fired and that the department also sent false and negative referrals to two other law enforcement agencies that he tried applying to.
They're doing something nice for those communities. They're not letting they're like, listen, you don't want to hire this guy. He's a nutty religious loon. He's afraid to be alone with a woman.
So he's squealing, religious discrimination.
Oh, fuck you. Shove it up your ass. Who cares? Who cares what's in your dumbass Sky God book? Do your job, dickbag.
This is from Pathos. This is a perfect example of how the Billy Graham rule isn't about a Christian man defending his honor, but a way for Christian men to block women from advancing even in their own careers.
I got a friend in Listen, I have a friend on Facebook who I remember posting about this bullshit. The Billy Graham rule.
What, like saying, agreeing with it?
Yes. He's a real estate fucknut somewhere in Georgia. He's like, oh, I follow the Billy Graham rule too, and so does everybody in my office.
No, brother.
So how does that affect your female colleagues? What if you have to go to a house or something together?
Well,
or the bank together?
I just can't, we can't be alone together. We're just gonna fuck. Right there in the swimming pool in the backyard of that house we're showing.
You know, the person demonstrating the weird behavior is the person with the Billy Graham rule.
Well, yeah.
You're the wacko. You're the wacko. And maybe you're doing the world a favor. Maybe you are a creepy nutball. Maybe Mike Pence is really kind of creepy.
So who the hell knows? I mean, do they think that they won't be able to control themselves? Do they think that obviously their
the women
burgeoning manhood will be such a temptation to the evil Jezebel that she will tempt him?
Oh, yes. You know that's how they think.
Oh, absolutely.
This real estate fucknut I'm friends with on the Book of Face. That's what he thinks. His big, doughy, fucking, pale, fucking face. His Trump club. They meet with the Trump. He has a Trump club they meet with. Oh, God.
So he's suing. Disgusting. He wants, says his civil rights were violated. He wants his old job back. He wants $300,000 to cover his lost wages.
Oh, my God.
And emotional distress.
Oh, yes.
Anxiety, loss of reputation, and humiliation.
Loss of reputation?
He doesn't care about the woman who was humiliated.
Yes. Because she had to speak up, right? Her career is getting fucked
well,
by
I don't
this
think she's. I think he just said, I'm not doing it. And he told the bosses he wasn't doing it.
No. God.
And they're like, do it. And he's like, but Jesus. And they're like, you're fired. So he says, That's his story. I don't have the other side of the
story. There could have been some bullshit he was up to. We don't know.
Oh, right.
Because this is wild.
Maybe that was the last straw.
Oh, yeah. There were other things that he's done previously.
If he's a ninny asshole about this, you can't tell me he hasn't been a ninny asshole about other shit.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. He's a big old ninny.
We haven't heard from her in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Sandy Rios.
Ooh. Oh, man. Sandy Rios.
American Family Association.
Okay.
Christian nut job, anti-gay, everything you can think of.
Right, right.
Here she is. I want to get right to it. We only got a few more minutes left here on the big show.
God, look at that. Be careful.
Stretching with a sleeping dog.
Right.
In my lap. On this morning's episode of Sandy Rios in the Morning.
Oh, fuck.
Yesterday morning.
Oh, okay.
On American Family Radio. I missed this episode.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Here is what Sandy Rios has to say about all this white supremacy stuff.
Oh, shit.
Going on.
We talked yesterday. I want to repeat yesterday something. This was an article we posted by George Rasley yesterday about what white supremacism is when the left speaks about it. It's not what you think. It's not about your skin color. And when they go further and talk about, compare President Trump to Nazis and their white racism, it's really silly because remember, the Nazis killed thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. But guess what? They were white. The Nazis were Aryan supremacists. They had a certain superhuman race they wanted to develop, and most white people did not qualify.
So she's saying that Nazis aren't white.
Most white people not qualifying is also less than accurate.
Yeah.
So when the left is talking about white supremacism, they're talking about the roots of this country. They're talking about Christianity.
So she's basically admitting that the roots of this country is white supremacy, which she calls white supremacism.
Well, she's right, though.
We talked yesterday. I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, this country is rooted in white supremacy, slavery, you know?
People, but guess what? They were white. The Nazis were Aryan supremacists. They had a certain superhuman race they wanted to develop, and most white people did not qualify. So when the left is talking about white supremacism, they're talking about.
So obviously, the Nazis weren't white supremacists.
Yes.
Because they killed white people too, is what she's saying.
What? You know, you have to ask yourself why you get up in the morning and you're trying to rehabilitate the image of Nazis. Right.
At least focus it. Yeah.
Jeez. I mean,
The roots of this country. You're talking about Christianity. They're talking about hard work, about capitalism and free market values. They're talking about everything that has made America what it is. That's what they mean.
No, we're talking about white supremacy.
Yeah.
We're talking about racism.
Right. It's a real thing.
And yes, some of that ties in.
Yeah.
With the racism that has been the bedrock of this country.
God, the right-wing nut job brain jujitsu that is flying around.
When they talk about white supremacy, they're talking about Christianity. Well, we're not. But I do have to say
there's an awful lot
of 69ing going on between the two separate entities.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to separate it out. And,
they are separate, but right now,
obviously, not all Christians are white supremacists.
Correct.
But I would say a lot of white supremacists probably go to church.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty high number.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe that, think about how irrational it was to call Candace Owen a racist. And yet they did. Candace, the black conservative activist. This is why, because it has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It has to do with embrace.
Right.
Yeah.
It has to do with your beliefs about people. and the colors of their skin.
Yes.
I don't care if Candace Owen is a black woman.
Right.
If she says some racist bullshit, she's a fucking racist. Then I wouldn't call her a white supremacist. I would call her a black white supremacist.
A racist or whatever.
Right.
The traditional root values of this country, they are calling that white supremacist, right? White supremacy. So just keep that in mind when you.
Well, no, we're suggesting that many of the root policies of this nation are based on white supremacy.
Yes. Why is it always a right wing nut job to get hung up on? Like that's not fascism or that's not a Nazi.
Semantics. That's all they've got. Yeah. God.
I mean, it's like,
that's all they've got.
I agree. It is important to call something what it is.
The Nazis were democratic socialists.
So you're saying they're not bad?
I'll listen to them talk because it changes everything. And it kind of explains why men can think they're women and women can think they're men. And Rachel Dolezal can think she's black and Candace Owen can be a white supremacist because they're not thinking of color. Not really. And that, you know, that's why. So just keep that in mind. I want to tell you that it may seem as though the hatred is focused on the president. But as I have said to you before, it is really focused on us. Those of us that love.
Yes.
It's not focused on the president. It's focused on us white Christians. That's who they really hate. It's you.
It's always a victim.
Make sure you send me money.
They want to be the victim every fucking time. It is remarkable.
And they'll have another full weekend to do that. Clutch their pearls and rend their garments and
Rios.
Light themselves on fire.
It's horrible.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We do it every goddamn weekday. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, his Instagram, Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, y'all. Let's reconvene again on Monday.
Fuck Trump!
And fuck Walmart.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal. Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.